one thing to talk about trusting in God when you're going through something stressful in your life. Now, that's great in theory, but how do you actually do that? How do you lay hold of God's peace in stressful times? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. You see, that's the question. How many times have you or I heard some preacher preach some great sermon that says, trust in God, trust in God, and trust in God? Brilliant sentiment. Possibly it was a great sermon, and it's certainly good theology. Theologians even call it a doctrine. You've heard this scripture, perhaps, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. But what I have with that is that when you're going through some stressful situation, that particular scripture verse almost seems to condemn you. It's like, hang on, here I am, I'm worrying, I'm stressing, I'm struggling. Oh, it means I'm not pleasing God. And that makes the whole thing a bunch worse. Well, fortunately, Jesus didn't come to condemn us. He came to set us free. He came to save us. He came to set us free from the burden of sin and free from this slavery to a life of stress. Of course, you and I can react from time to time in a stressful situation. The man who goes to work only to discover that he and a whole bunch of his workmates have just been retrenched. He has a wife, two kids, one on the way, a mortgage. Now what? How am I going to make ends meet? How am I going to tell my wife that I've just been retrenched? Is he going to experience stress in that moment? Of course he is. Are he and his wife going to experience stress in the coming days and weeks as they figure out what to do and wonder if they're going to lose their family home that they've worked so hard to get? Pretty certainly they are. You and I are going to find ourselves in stressful situations from time to time. We just are. That's normal. That's par for the course. In a very real sense, that's what's meant to happen. And for anyone in a stressful situation right now, my prayer is that that gives you some comfort. We all end up there from time to time. The question is, what do we do about it? How are you going to respond in that moment of crisis? Well, if you're anything like me, you've been taught that the right thing to do is put your faith in God. Hey, that's exactly what we've been chatting about on the program so far this week. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Lamentations 3, 22 to 24. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 to 7. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in possession of the land that I swore to their ancestors to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Those are the scriptures we've been looking at on the program this week. And they're all about pointing us in absolutely the right direction, without a doubt. But anybody who's been in a deeply stressful situation, and particularly anyone who's right now in that deeply stressful situation, is sitting there thinking, well, that's fantastic, Bernie. I know those scriptures too. But how do I do that? How do I put my trust in God? How do I be strong and courageous when I feel so weak and so helpless? And unless you get answers to those questions, then the scriptures we just read, and plenty more of them to boot, are just going to make you feel more and more condemned and more like you're failing God. Am I right? So today we're going to get answers to those questions, and not from me, but from God, because as always, God has the answers. God knows how you and I can lay hold of that courage and confidence in him. And because he loves us, he tells us very clearly, very plainly, how we can do that. To be honest, in my walk with the Lord over these past almost 20 years, this has been probably the most important how-to that I've ever learned. Are you ready? Here we go. Stress buster number 3. It comes from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, this is a very plain piece of scripture. Not a lot of hidden meaning here, but you'd be amazed, I mean amazed, how easily we skate over the surface of it and completely miss the point. I think I've told this story once before on the program a few years ago, so if you've heard it, just get over it. Just kidding. I was sitting in a Bible study group with a bunch of people who'd been Christians for years, much longer than me. These were Bible-believing Christians. We were studying this particular passage, and it was interesting. People hedged around it, this and that, but, you know, we all worry, and the discussion went on for 10, 15 minutes, and at the end of it, the Bible study group leaders summarized it along these lines. Well, you know, God wants us to have peace, but still, we're all going to worry. And the crazy thing was that everybody seemed to nod in agreement with him, and we were about to move on. Well, I was only the new kid on the block in this Bible study group, but I couldn't help myself. I kind of let out this loud, agitated, "No!" I don't think anybody had ever done that before, because there was stunned silence and all the eyes turned and were looking at me. My wife wanted the ground to open up and swallow us up. So I let him have it with both barrels. I said, "Look at what it says. This is a promise from God through Paul, who, by the way, was probably on death row when he wrote this. God's saying this, instead of worrying, pray. That the time that you would have spent worrying and stressing out is the time that you should pray instead. Thank God. Let him know your problems and needs and requests right there in the middle of your stressful situation. And when you do that, here's the promise bit. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, this peace that in this situation, in this circumstances, simply doesn't make any worldly sense, will not just fill your heart, it'll guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." So when worry hits you, when the stress attack hits you, God's peace in Christ will be standing as a sentinel to the door of your heart and your mind. God's peace in Christ will guard your very heart. The worry and the stress won't be able to get in, because God's peace will keep it out. People, that's the promise here. So do you believe God's word or not? Do you believe that this is God's promise to you or not? Friend, it's either one or the other. I don't know if they got it, but I'm praying that you get it. The way that we appropriate the peace of God, the way that we lay hold of it, the way that we grab it with both hands and hang on to it and own it, is by praying with a thankful heart and pouring it all out to God. Let me tell you something. If you're in a stressful situation and you take just this one promise and start living it out by making it a habit to get away alone with God and pray, I guarantee that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will become the heart and mind sentinel of your life. So there's your stress buster. There's your peace. And remember, it's a peace that, given your circumstances, you really shouldn't have. It's a peace that, in the face of the stressful situation that you're facing, simply doesn't make sense to you or to anybody else. Fortunately, it doesn't have to, because peace is peace. God's peace is God's peace. And I'll take that in place of the world's stress any day. How about you? Before we go, I'd like to tell you about a free daily resource that I'd love to send you to help you draw closer to God and to live in the quiet confidence and peace that He wants to give you. It's called Fresh, a short daily devotional, a scripture verse with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or indeed watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free, and to get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow. with a different perspective.